From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The California legislature is likely to soon approve a plan for resolving the state's massive budget deficit. State lawmakers are continuing to meet after having been in session all night. They could send the proposal to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger as soon as the end of the day. John Myers, a member station KQED, reports.
The budget solution appears headed for passage in the next few hours, with one house, the California State Senate, having completed its work. The proposal is the product of negotiations between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and legislative leaders. More than $15 billion in cuts would be made in response to California's fiscal crisis, with most of those cuts in public schools, higher education, and social programs. The deal also relies on several billion dollars of borrowing from local governments. California lawmakers hope the package, once receiving final approval, will help free up cash so that the state can end its three-week practice of issuing IOUs for some of its invoices. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is testifying before a House panel right now on plans by the Obama administration to tighten oversight of the financial system. It could turn into a debate over who should become the nation's top consumer watchdog. Geithner wants to strip the Federal Reserve of its consumer protection duties and give them to a newly created federal agency. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is to testify separately later today. President Obama is calling two key Senate Democrats to the White House today. He'll be talking with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. The meeting comes a day after Reid said a vote on Obama's health care plan will have to wait until the fall. Mr. Obama says he wants the plan to keep moving forward with a goal of signing health care legislation into law by the end of the year. Health officials say that swine flu can cause seizures and brain swelling in children and teenagers. They expect to see more cases as the current pandemic continues. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that four Dallas-area boys from 7 to 17 years old suffered brain complications of swine flu during this spring's outbreak. Symptoms ranged from confusion and mental dullness to serious seizures, all recovered without apparent long-lasting effects. The four boys represent about 1% of the confirmed cases of swine flu in the Dallas area this spring and summer. Brain effects of regular seasonal flu are uncommon but well documented. Flu accounts for about 1 in 20 cases of encephalitis or brain swelling in children. CDC officials say doctors should be alert to mental changes or seizures in children suffering from flu-like symptoms so they can start antiviral drugs immediately. Richard Knox, NPR News.
After yesterday's big run-up on Wall Street, the Dow is now down 50 points at 9,019. From Washington, this is NPR News. Two astronauts from Space Shuttle Endeavour are out on the fourth spacewalk of their mission at the International Space Station. They are to finish replacing batteries, which store power collected by the station's solar wings. Wednesday's walk had to be cut short because of rising carbon dioxide levels in spacewalker Christopher Cassidy's spacesuit. Engineers are advising Cassidy to take it easy today. They think his air-cleansing canister couldn't keep up with the former Navy SEAL's enthusiasm Wednesday. Cassidy and his crewmate are scheduled for an extended 7.5-hour spacewalk. Chicago White Sox pitcher Mark Burley has thrown only the 18th perfect game in Major League history and the first in 5 years. He led his team to a 5-0 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. NPR's David Shaper has more from Chicago.
Burley faced 27 batters, the minimum in a 9-inning baseball game, and got every one of them out. No hits, walks, errors. He was perfect. And Burley becomes just the sixth player in Major League history to throw both a no-hitter and a perfect game. He completed this rare feat after White Sox catcher A.J. Pierzynski, before the game, gave Burley this advice.
Just go out there and throw a no-hitter. And I said, for what? I already got one of those. And he said, well, then throw a perfect game. So, I mean, this is all before the game even started.
White Sox center fielder Dwayne Wise saved the perfect game with the spectacular ninth-inning catch, robbing Tampa's Gabe Kaplan of a home run. After the game, Burley got a congratulatory call from President Obama, a White Sox fan who wore the team's jacket when he threw out the first pitch at baseball's All-Star game earlier this month. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.